This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The assertion from U.S. President Donald Trump that he has the, quote, ultimate authority on lifting stay-at-home directives and reopening the country's economy is facing a backlash. His proclamation is that he would be king, said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. That statement cannot stand. The governor, speaking to reporters on Tuesday, explained that the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is not ambiguous in stating presidents do not have total authority, as the president declared the previous evening during a White House coronavirus briefing. The New York governor said the president is clearly spoiling for a fight with state leaders, but he says, I am not going to fight with him, explaining the COVID-19 pandemic is no time for any division between the federal and state governments. Also yesterday, President Trump presented a campaign-style video promoting his defense of actions combating the emerging coronavirus earlier this year, but skips over his actions during the entire month of February when he often downplayed concerns. Now the president is trying to defend himself against news accounts showing that he was warned in February about the advance of the virus in the United States, even as he publicly dismissed concerns and said health officials had it under control. The death toll in New York, by the way, ticked up a bit after 2 days of being below the 700 mark, prompting analysts to seek out a ray of hope that the death toll may, in fact, be on its way down. Not the case, as the city overnight saw 768 deaths. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday endorsed his former second-in-command, Joe Biden, for president, saying he was a clear choice to replace President Donald Trump. The early pledge of support from President Obama marks a turning point in the former president's political activity against the president. This is VOA News.